going to close in just a minute, but I want to have Ken and Janie come up here, and I want to pray for them before they leave. But could you guys stand up? Everybody stand up, and I'm going to come down here and lay hands on Ken and Janie. You get to the side of them, in front of them. You can push them to the middle and get them in the center. Try to put a hand on them. And I'm going to pray, but I want you to be praying, and I want you to be hearing, and you can share with them later if there's a word you want to say. So, Father, we just come together in unity and speaking blessing and life and joy and peace and protection over our brothers and sisters as they leave, Father God. We just agree with that we will pray for them. We will think of them. We will financially support them. We thank you for that. And just with your heads bowed and just you guys praying for them, I'm gonna read and pray through a little bit of Joshua 1. It says in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan into the land I'm about to give them to Ken and Janie. They're going to cross over an ocean, and God's going to give them a land. So God, we just speak that land into their hearts and into existence, Father God, as they land, as they get there, as it says in verse 3, that as they place their foot, that you will give them that land. That it'll be a promise as they place their foot, you will give them that land, Father God. And not all of France, not all of even their neighborhood, but as they get there, that they will step their foot somewhere in that land as they begin to sink down roots, and they'll know that from this corner to this corner, this is my land. This is where you've given me, Father God. As they speak to people groups, and they speak to small groups, and they speak to and help start this church, Father God, and the things that they do in coaching and recovery, that they will know what their land is physically, that they'll know from this grocery store to that pharmacy to that restaurant, when I take this walk, this is my land, and they begin to claim that land, they begin to walk that land, Father God. And that it says in the scripture that gives designation of north to south to east to west. It gives physical boundaries. And we ask for those physical boundaries of where they know their land is. We ask for boundaries that they know, they begin to know as they place their feet what boundaries are theirs, what people group, what section, and what they're supposed to do, Father God. That'll become clearer and clearer and clearer. And let them see, as Janie and Ken have spoken, let them see as even as you're getting into the boat with them, and you're going, it's not you guys go, it's let us go. And I love that so much, God. Let them know that it's let us go, and I'm already there waiting for you. It's not one or the other, it's both. That as they leave here, you're with them. As they travel, you're with them. But you're already there preparing a place of ministry for them, Father God. Let them not hesitate to cross over this river, no matter what they see, no matter what storm is there, no matter what storm in their heart, or no, what storm in a nation, or what storm with anything that goes on, that they would have confidence to cross on over and to be their Father God. And it says in verse 5 that no one will be able to stand against them all the days of their life. As you were with Moses, as you were with all the heroes of Scripture, all the heroes of time, so you will be with Ken and Janie. That you will never leave them, forsake them. They'll never be lacking. And they don't have to stand strong and courageous against anything. Let them see that they just stand strong and courageous with you. And that is battle enough, as they stand strong and courageous with their eyes on you. That's enough, Father God. Then the battle will be won in that. The victory will be found there in Jesus' name. So we ask for that faith to be increased, that doubt to be diminished, and for your provision, the heavenly purses to be opened financially for them, for connections to be there relationally, that nothing will be withheld from them that is theirs to have before they leave, as a journey, and as they settle in this year. In Jesus' name, amen.